Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now, as you've been hearing throughout the morning, four people have died, 16 are injured after a two-storey building collapsed on the Spanish island of Mallorca. Several people are believed to have been trapped at the site of the Medusa Beach Club. It's a beachside restaurant in the regional capital of Palma de Mallorca. Well, I'm joined now with the very latest by Sarah Morris, France 24 correspondent who is based in Spain. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Claire.
Now, can you give us the latest on the rescue efforts there?
Yes, I can. At the moment, at about one in the morning, the firefighters said that they had pulled everybody possible out of the rubble. Now, they stayed till about 2:30 local time, 3 o'clock this morning, to cordon off the site. And the latest figures are that four people died in that accident. Five people are still in a critical condition and nine people have diverse types of injuries. Now, of those people who have died, there are police sources now giving some information about them. Two of them are Germans between 20 to 30 years old. There was one Senegalese man who was 44 years old. And the final victim is a 23-year-old Spanish woman who was also a tourist. She wasn't from the island. It was a really difficult operation, and we've heard someone from the local council this morning on the state television as saying that really the firefighters, the rescue operators and all the citizens were exemplary. At one point the firefighters are called for absolute silence because, as you can imagine, there were a lot of tourists who were watching what was going on, and they got that absolute silence to check that there was nobody still under the rubble to be pulled out.
Okay, now, and obviously we're in the immediate aftermath of this incident, but people are talking already in official terms about what might have caused this, and what are you hearing on that front?
That's right. That local spokesman from the island, Javier Bonet, he is saying the first early assessment suggests that there was too much weight on one of the floors. It looks as if there was some kind of a glass patio, a conservatory area where people could have dinner. It looks as if that could have collapsed through having too much weight. There hasn't been specification about why that had too much weight, whether it was too many people or objects on there, but that collapsed and seems to have come through one floor with people on it, and that seems to have gone through to a basement floor where there were the staff and customers. And it seems as if the deaths at this early stage were on the basement level, but obviously there's an ongoing investigation, and it's early days to comment really.
And it is only May still, but it's busy already in Mallorca, isn't it? There will be very many tourists there.
It is. It's one of the most popular areas. Last year, it was the second most visited place in the Spanish peninsula. More than 14 million of the 85 million tourists went to the Balearic Islands. Only Catalonia last year was busier than that. And it attracts tourists really from around the world, French, German, Irish, British. It's a very popular area, and it has all sorts of different tourists, from mass tourism to very upmarket houses that are rented out by locals. And this Medusa Beach Club is really one of the most popular areas for tourists to hang out. So quite a shock from the locals and the tourists who were there.
So just bringing it right up to date then, as we speak, is the rescue and recovery operation over? Are they satisfied that there's nobody else left there?
They are satisfied. They say that from about one in the morning, they declared that there was nobody else left there under the rubble. And from about 3 o'clock, it was cordoned off. So although there may be emergency workers there to help as part of the investigation and the police, there will not be anybody else, they say, pulled out, unfortunately. No more survivors.
And Sarah, this is likely to raise questions now about the safety of other buildings in Mallorca and perhaps in other holiday spots right across Spain.
I think so. I think one of the things that they say is that there was a valid license for this restaurant, but the local island officials haven't been able to say whether its technical building permit was up to date. They'll be checking that. And I think, of course, you'll remember in Murcia, recently, 13 people died when two nightclubs went on fire and collapsed, basically. There was another incident in 2017 in Tenerife, in one of the other islands, where a building collapsed. So I think building regulations and how they're implemented at a local level is something that lots of Spaniards will want to see addressed.
Sarah, thank you for bringing us the details on that. That's Sarah Morris, France 24 correspondent based in Spain.
Text 51551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.